You have to learn how to live in this country from the very, very, very basic. Housing, banking, going to work, going to school, transportation.
Marina Yellison teaches English as a second language. 22 years ago, she arrived as a Russian refugee searching for a new life here in Buffalo. Like the men and women she now teaches, Yellison understands how difficult it is to adjust to living in America.
Just getting to know the life in this country would be the most difficult part of it. Language, of course, is the huge part of it because you don't speak English, but everything else, the whole culture is completely different comparing to what they used to have in their countries.
Yellison is a former student of the district's ESL program. When she arrived, her goal was to go to college. In 2001, she returned to become a teacher at the center.
It helped me to be where I am right now. When I came here, I didn't speak English, so I had to learn English first.
Students rely on Yellison for her help and advice. Yellison works in the classroom with Nick Pryan. He's an ESL instructor and chairs the ESL department, teaching advanced level classes.
My class is working right now on writing mechanics, so we're learning about putting together sentences, using like connecting words like conjunctions and prepositions, and it's something that maybe isn't used a whole lot in spoken English, but for what they need to do, which is write essays, they're trying to get into college, it's an important skill.
When you're teaching English to them, what's difficult for them when they're learning our language?
Well, everything is difficult. You know, I think one of the main things that's the most intimidating is speaking. It's nerve-wracking if you've ever tried to communicate in a foreign language. Even if you know it fairly well, it's still intimidating to try. A lot of them say they have trouble understanding Americans because we speak quickly.
We are very accommodating to whatever needs they have. We have counselors that work with them, advisors that help them with their outside of class issues as well.
Doreen Regan serves as ESL coordinator for the city's adult education division. She tells WBFO News they're fortunate to have created many partnerships. More than 50 English language classes are held at 10 locations throughout the city, providing help from the highest to lowest level. Many of these students are struggling because they have no ability to read and write.
So that's a real struggle, is trying to help them with that, as well as a lot of students have learning disabilities. They've been traumatized. Some of them have traumatic brain injuries. We accept everyone.
I teach level 2 English to immigrants.
Jessica Lang also teaches at the Adult Education Division.
The culture shock is really difficult for a lot of them, but my goal is basically to be their friend and connect with them.
But they're learning how to speak English, first of all, so that they can get around in the city, grocery shopping, pay bills, and the stuff we take for granted day to day.
Lester Leopold is Director of Adult and Continuing Education for the district. He says they work directly with resettlement agencies. Some of the students need to learn language in a certain amount of time.
I was in your shoes some days ago, and I'm teaching you right now. So at some point, everybody will succeed, and you will see you'll be very successful.
Yellison reflected on what her job means. She says she's blessed because she has the best job in the world. She says she's not only teaching her students, but learning from them as well. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.